As they ventured deeper into the city, Dom led them through a maze of alleys and back streets, expertly avoiding any signs of life or surveillance. The three friends were on high alert, their senses heightened as they navigated the treacherous terrain. Suddenly, Carl stopped in his tracks, his eyes fixed on something in the distance. "Guys, I think we've got company," he whispered urgently. Dom followed his gaze and cursed under his breath. A Terminator was marching towards them, its red optic scanning the area with cold calculation. "Well, this is just peaky," Gilly drawled, cracking his knuckles in anticipation. The Terminator charged forward, its metal body glinting in the faint light of the city. Gilly stood tall, his 8-pack rippling beneath his shirt as he cracked a smirk. "Time to show off my skills," bros, with a series of lightning-fast punches and kicks, Gilly took down the Terminator with ease. The machine stumbled backward, its limbs splayed wildly before collapsing onto the pavement. The three friends exchanged nods of approval. "Not bad for a Saturday night workout," Dom quipped, chuckling at his own joke. As they continued towards the base, the city's dark shadows seemed to grow even more ominous. They pressed on, their senses on high alert for any signs of further trouble or unexpected surprises. After all, this was just the beginning of their wild ride. "Hey, Dom," Carl asked, his voice low and cautious. "What you got planned once we get inside that base?" Dom grinned mischievously. "Oh, you'll see. Let's just say I have a few connections waiting for us on the inside," Gilly snorted. "Connections, you mean like Terminators or something?" Dom laughed. "Ha, no way, bro. These are the kind of people who can help us take down the machines once and for all. Trust me, this is gonna be huge." As they walked, the city lights seemed to grow brighter, casting long shadows across the pavement. The three friends couldn't shake off the feeling that they were being watched, but Dom's confidence was infectious. "All right, guys," he said, his eyes gleaming with excitement. "Time to get our game faces on and kick some robot butt." As they walked towards the base, Carl couldn't shake off the feeling that someone was watching them. He glanced around, his eyes scanning the shadows for any sign of movement. "Dude, I think we're being watched," he whispered to Dom and Yuli. Dom snorted. "You're just paranoid, man." But before they could continue, a figure emerged from the darkness. Chris, their friend and former teammate, stumbled towards them, his eyes sunken and his skin pale. "Guys, help me," he gasped, collapsing onto the pavement. The three friends rushed to his side, only to find that he had been attacked by a Terminator. The machine's metal body lay nearby, its red optics darkened. "Oh no, Chris, what happened?" Yuli asked, horror etched on his face. Chris' eyes fluttered open, and he whispered, "T-Terminator, it got me, I'm dying," Dom cursed under his breath. "Shit, man, this is bad." Darren's eyes locked onto Chris, and he knew they had to act fast. "Guys, I think I can save him," Darren said, his voice firm. "How?" Carl asked, his brow furrowed with concern. Darren grinned, a fierce determination burning within him. "I'm an Olympic-level swimmer. If I swim 100 miles downstream to the nearest hospital, I might be able to get Chris there in time." The others stared at him, incredulous. "You're crazy, man," Dom said, shaking his head. But Darren was undeterred. With a deep breath, he plunged into the nearby river, determined to save their friend's life. As Darren swam downstream, his muscles screamed in agony. The current was strong, but he pushed through, driven by his determination to save Chris. Meanwhile, back at the riverbank, Dom and Carl were frantically trying to keep Chris alive. They administered what little medical aid they knew, but Chris' condition continued to deteriorate. "Guys, I'm starting to lose him," Dom said, his voice laced with panic. "We need to get him to hospital ASAP," Carl nodded, tears welling up in his eyes. "I know, man, but what can we do?" As the minutes ticked by, Chris' life force began to fade. His eyes fluttered closed, and he went still. Dom and Carl were left staring at their friend's limp body, feeling helpless and defeated. But Darren was still swimming, his strokes strong and purposeful. He could feel the river current growing stronger, but he refused to give in. As he approached the hospital, he spotted Chris' lifeless form being wheeled into an ambulance. With a surge of adrenaline, Darren swam faster, determined to save their friend one last time as Darren was swimming to save Chris. Dilly had been left behind with Dom and Carl. He'd taken a few minutes to catch his breath after defeating the Terminator, but as he turned back to rejoin his friends, he saw them staring at something on the ground. "Dude, what's going on?" Dilly asked, approaching cautiously. Dom turned to him, his eyes grim. "Chris is gone, man. The Terminator got him." Julia's face fell, and he felt a pang of guilt for not being able to help his friend earlier. The four friends stood there in silence for a moment, processing the tragedy that had just occurred. Then, with a heavy heart, they decided to continue their mission to take down the machines. As they set off once more towards the base, Julia couldn't shake off the feeling of responsibility for not being able to save Chris. He knew he had to make it right by helping his friends and taking out as many Terminators as possible. Julie's determination was now fueled by a sense of guilt and regret, driving him to push forward with an unyielding vengeance against the machines that had taken their friend away. As they approached the base, the air grew thick with tension. The four friends, Dom, Carl, Darren, and Julie, could feel the weight of their mission bearing down on them. All right, guys, Dom said, his voice steady. Let's get in there and take out those machines, Julie nodded, his eyes fixed on the base's entrance. I'll take point. Just as they were about to breach the perimeter, a Terminator emerged from the shadows, its red optics fixed on Julie. You're not going anywhere, it growled. Julie snarled, drawing his ape pack. Watch me, the two engaged in a fierce battle, with Julie using every trick in the book to keep the Terminator at bay. Meanwhile, Dom and Carl moved to flank the base, trying to get in unnoticed. But just as they were about to make their move, a loud crash echoed through the air. Suddenly, Julie's ape pack malfunctioned, crushing Dom to the ground. Dom! Julie yelled, horrified. No, Carl stared in shock, his mind racing with what had just happened. Darren rushed over to check on Dom, but it was too late, he was gone. Julie's eyes blazed with anger and grief as he faced the Terminator once more. The machines wouldn't take anyone else from them, let's get into their perspectives, Carl. As he takes a long drag on his joint, Carl can't help but think about the toll this mission has taken on them. He's lost count of how many friends have fallen, and it feels like the weight of the world is crushing him. The weed helps to dull the pain, but it also makes him realize that they're running out of options. They've lost so many good people, and Carl fears that they'll never make it out alive. Darren, with a deep puff, Darren lets the smoke linger in his lungs before exhaling slowly. He's been thinking about Chris non-stop since his death, wondering what he could have done differently. The weed helps to numb the emotions, but it also makes him feel guilty for not being able to save more of their friends. As he looks around at Carl and Julie, Darren knows they're all in this together, but he can't shake off the feeling that they're just a few steps away from disaster. Julie, as he takes another hit, Julie's mind starts to wander back to the early days when they were all part of the same team. He thinks about Dom and how they used to joke around, share stories, and rely on each other for survival. The weed brings back memories, both good and bad, making Julie realize that their friendship is what keeps them going. Despite everything, they've stuck together, and Julie knows that as long as Carl and Darren are by his side, they can face whatever comes next.